Also in the news today, Interpol. It's an organization that gets easily associated with crime and intrigue. Solving crime mysteries is their job, after all. But now the chief of Interpol is smack dab in the middle of a mystery himself. Meng Hongwei is his name. He and his wife live in Lyon in France. That's where Interpol headquarters are located. And last week, Meng's wife, Grace, reported to the French police that Meng had just disappeared, vanished while traveling in China. The latest is this. Meng, who's also a Chinese security official, seems to be the target of an anti-corruption crackdown. The Chinese Communist Party said yesterday that it had detained him on suspicion of violating the law. Edward Wong has been covering this for the New York Times. I asked him if the charges are legitimate or more of a political move by Chinese President Xi Jinping.
It's unclear. Since Xi took power in 2012, the anti-corruption campaign's touched on all aspects of the party. And some of the people that have been taken down are political rivals of his, and some are people who are genuinely guilty of corruption. But so are many officials within the party system. So it's unclear right now why they've targeted Mr. Meng.
So you wrote in the New York Times that, quote, the detention of Mr. Meng is an audacious step by the party, even by the standards of the increasingly authoritarian system under the leadership of President Xi Jinping. Those are pretty strong words. Can you just put this move, this detention by the Chinese government, in context for us and in the frame of this anti-corruption battle?
Sure. There have been very senior officials who have been taken down and have been detained and then eventually imprisoned for life under this campaign and under the political purge that Xi has been carrying out. But there hasn't been an official that has held such a high position within an international organization who has been taken down. China's been trying to gain legitimacy on the world stage for years now, and it seeks to hold high positions in world organizations, whether it's Interpol or the World Trade Organization or the IMF. For them to do this, to pull this person, put them in detention, not be clear about the reasons why they did this. This is, in my view, it's a huge blow to sort of like the quest for legitimacy on the world stage that China is undertaking.
Yeah, so what does this situation now mean for any recognition that China's gotten through Meng's position at Interpol?
I think it'll be a setback. I think that organizations will question what might happen if they decide to put a senior Chinese official in these positions or in power. There's no telling what the party might do, and there's no transparency about their process or any sort of legal process or investigatory process that they undertake. So I think people will have second thoughts about this.
Interestingly, a few hours after the Chinese Communist Party announced it had Dr. Meng in custody, Interpol then announced that he had resigned as their chief. What do you make of that?
I think that the Communist Party and its anti-corruption agency specifically must have put pressure on Mr. Meng to issue a resignation letter to Interpol.
And Dr. Meng was also vice minister in the Chinese Ministry of Public Security. Does he still hold that role?
What usually happens in these investigations is that this anti-corruption agency announces its findings, and in that announcement, it'll say that they've stripped him of his party membership, of official titles, and of his political rights.
Edward, what are you hearing among experts and China watchers? Do they believe Dr. Meng is in any danger?
It depends on how you define danger. He probably is at risk of imprisonment. Once you start this type of investigation, it usually becomes very serious, especially if they made an announcement, a very explicit announcement about him possibly violating laws. So we're looking at some sort of prison time for him, because once they move it to the criminal process, then a court will almost certainly find him guilty and sentence him to prison. It could be prison for life, depending on the circumstances.
I'm curious, Edward, what can you tell us about what Chinese think about Xi Jinping's crackdown? I mean, ostensibly it's anti-corruption, but do many Chinese see it that way?
You know, Chinese can be fairly skeptical about people in power, so that can play both ways. One, they're skeptical about local officials, and they really believe local officials are corrupt. So they think that any crackdown done by Beijing is a good thing. But also, they can be very skeptical also about the motivations behind such crackdowns. So I think that Chinese can see it both ways. But in general, because they see local officials as being corrupt in many places around China, then they welcome a crackdown like this.
Edward Wong, diplomatic correspondent with the New York Times. Thank you very much.
Thanks.